Welcome to Fabulous After 50, the podcast for women wanting to make the most of their lives. My name is Julie Kennedy, and I am your host.
Welcome back to a remarkable woman, Corinne van Zoelen, who I interviewed some time ago under the topic, When an Accident Can Be a Blessing in Disguise. During that interview, she mentioned human design and kindly gifted me an overview of what my human design was after the session. I will not lie, it shook my world. Some of it was in a way hard to swallow, yet I instinctively knew it to be true. And somehow now knowing helps me work with that tendency and not against it. So I thought this deserved to be shared. And here she is back again to explain what human design is and what it can do for you. Welcome, Corinne. For those who have forgotten already our last episode, can you please just start with a little introduction of who you are and what you do and why it's important for you to do it?
Now, my name is Corinne van Zoelen, and I was a yoga teacher, and then I fell down off the stairs and I broke my shoulder blade, and then I thought I have to make my company falling from the stairs proof. And then I decided to go everything online. So I had my yoga classes and I had my online yoga classes, and there were like students all over the world and who did yoga with me. And then there were also yoga teachers who asked me, how do you do it? And then I started to be a yoga business coach and help them with everything I've learned from my business coaches and the courses I did.
And I think important to say that this happened right before Corona. So basically, yeah, by the time we all had to go to this online world, which was totally new for most of us, you had already developed an online yoga course because of the accident and the falling down the stairs, because you were not able to actually teach physically yourself. Yeah. I think that's incredible. That was hence the topic, you know, when an accident can actually be a blessing in disguise, because you were way ahead of the game when we all had to start thinking of, okay, what does it mean online?
Yeah, because that was in 2015. And then when I started to guide other yoga teachers, it was like 2016. And because they all ask me, how do you do this? How do you do that? So that's why, how it grows that way. And so since 2019, I made the course, how to make courses.
Right.
And because there are also coaches and other entrepreneurs who wanted to learn it from me, and they were no yoga teacher, and now that I'm developing a new training for it, so also other entrepreneurs can make an online business.
That's right. You're broadening it, right? From not just yoga teachers, but all various sorts of healers mostly, right?
Yeah. Yeah, healers, masseurs, other coaches, like, yeah, for everything you can make an online program. And even when they think, no, not in my business, yes, in every business you can. There's an opportunity to do online, or to do a part of your business online and the rest of your business life with your customers. And I think it's also interesting to make like the combination of it.
And I think more and more of us are realizing that, to be very honest, that's where I am in my business too, and realizing that everything is dependent on me and me being actively there or available. And that it is time that I also convert a lot of what I do into something which is then also passive income. It's just running by itself. There people can do it in their own time when they want. And I know personally, I will always want the physical at some point, but it's not one or the other. It's not black or white. We now have more than 50 shades of gray in the meantime, right?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, because there's so much possibilities when you do the online stuff. You know, you can do so many things. But when you don't know about it, it's like a new world. You don't know it exists. Then you don't know how to handle in that new world. But there's so much to do. And yeah, I also helped the entrepreneurs with the strategy, the marketing, and how you can make your best online course, because I was also a teacher at school. So I know from this is the beginning in your course, this will be the end, and what are the steps you have to make. So I can help them with the course they are making, but we also help them with the technique, because that's something.
And I think for lots of women, I'm talking about myself here as well, that's where is. I mean, though, the what goes in it and all that, I could do 20 of them in one night. I know exactly what, where, the structure, how, etc. But then comes the technical word, and then I'd be like, oh, I don't have a clue, and that's going to be what will stop me from doing it. So I mean, what you're saying is very true. I mean, there is a lot of help out there. You know, we don't need to do everything. And especially as, you know, obviously my audience isn't just women entrepreneurs, but for those of them who are, you know, we should focus on what we do best. And if it's not the technical side, and if we know that that's going to be what's going to hold us back and might make us give up the whole operation, then it's time to go and see somebody, another entrepreneur whose expertise is the technical side. So anyway. And it served you well in life, right? This attitude. You've had a few hard moments in life where you've actually been very grateful that you'd set up already something which was running when you were maybe less able to be there.
And also with Corona, I could help a lot with making their online program, their online courses. And because I thought I also want to do something else, you know, not only the strategy and to help with the information you can put in the course, but also what is it why one entrepreneur is going this way and another is going that way. And every entrepreneur has his own way of living and doing the business. And that's what I find in the human design. So because when you look at my human design, my profile is a 1-3, and 1 means I'm the searcher. So when you have the house, I'm in the basement and I'm searching for answers. And how can I do this? How can I do that? So for example, I was giving already in 2015 online yoga. Do I have the online yoga programs, but I also was doing the live online yoga sessions in a webinar. And then I also had students in Switzerland and in Aruba and in Belgium. And I thought, because, now I can give live the lesson. I don't have only max 10 person in my studio, but I can have like
the whole world. Exactly. You can have.
Yeah. So that was amazing. But I did like for half a year, I was busy with finding the right webcam or finding the right microphone or which webinar program is the best for me. Is it Go Webinar or is it Webinar Geek or whatever? So I was every time like searching, what do I need? And then 3 is like trial and error. I'm learning. And that's also because I'm learning by trial and error, I can give it to somebody else. So,
but Corinne, we're going to have to backtrack because we're going to assume, I like the fact that my program is very low key. I want to go from the principle that nobody has a clue what we're talking about when we say human design. So let's start at the very beginning. What is human design?
Yeah, human design is made of the information from the chakras, from the I Ching, from astrology, and everything is put in a program. It's difficult for me to explain it in English.
It's based on our date of birth, right?
Yeah, so you need your date of birth and also the time. And then you will find out what kind of person you are. But it's because of the I Ching, the Kabbalah, the astrology, the chakra, quantum mechanica. So everything is inside the human design system.
It's very holistic, right?
Yeah.
And if I remember well from what you explained to me when you did mine as well, there's two things, right? There's one, the date of birth and the time, but then there's also 3 months before, right?
Yes.
Or how all these different things. So you're talking about planets, right? Yes. Now, how do you describe what Kabbalah is?
It's from all the stuff, you know, from the Kabbalah, everything is put inside. The designer is Ra Uruhu, and he got in 1987... he heard a voice and he gave all the information, like the combination from everything through him.
So it was like a program.
Like kind of program. When you put your birth date and time and place inside, you will get a chart, your birth chart. And there are 9 centra on the birth chart, 36 canals and 64 gates.
And it's all based on where the planets are or where the planets were the 3 months before we were born.
Yes.
And that's why it's also important to know where we're born so that we know in which hemisphere we are.
Yeah.
And then you were talking about, you talked about Kabbalah planets. You talked about
the I Ching.
Yeah. So what's an I Ching?
This is from Chinese. The I Ching is like it's 64 numbers also, and it's with strikes.
It's quite complex, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's very complex.
But I mean, basically, what we're talking about, what the human design is for and why we should be interested in it, is that basically it gives you a user manual to yourself, right?
Yeah, you look, this is the I Ching. So it's like a Chinese sign, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, and then they correspond with the gates, and every gate corresponds with planets. You have planets on the left side of your chart, and that's 3 months before you were born.
Right.
They call it your design, but it's in your unconsciousness. You are not aware that you have that qualities, and then you have your right side, and that's are like black numbers, left is the red numbers, right is the black numbers, and that's your personality side,
right?
And you are aware of that habits you have.
Yeah, we know what sort of a person we are, how we work a bit, but so there it's adding it in with this design, which is the way the planets and the I Ching and all of that are, the 3 months while we're maturing, let's say, in the womb, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it is fascinating. So, I mean, what I want to make it is as straightforward as possible, because I can see the people saying, oh my gosh, here we go again with astrology and all of that. I mean, yeah. What is interesting there is, especially we're talking about a 50 plus audience. So we're not talking about saying, oh, this is who I am, so I don't need to change anything, I don't need to improve anything. That's not it. But it's understanding some of the tendencies that we have and how to use them to our benefit rather than put a lot of energy into fighting them, right?
Yeah, and that's also, you know, what I want to explain, because you have like the different types. I can explain the different types later. But because when you look to your profile, and for me is that 1-3, all my life I was struggling with doing things. It was not working. The ideas that I had, nobody was understanding what I meant. And I always had to find out by myself, by trial and error. And it was really...
frustrating.
Yeah, very tiring. And then, but later on, like if I lived 2-3 years earlier, and then the rest thinks, oh, maybe what Corinne is doing is interesting. They always follow me then after that. So first they laugh at you, then they ignore you, and then they follow you. That's what Gandhi says, but that's also always with me. And then I really sometimes get annoying. Like, why now are you listening to what I was saying? But I already said like that time. So when I was in 2015 and then I fall down the stairs, I'm making the online program, but I'm always was doing the live online lessons. And it cost me like half a year before I found out everything.
Right.
But when in March 2020, everything find out like, oh, we cannot give any yoga classes anymore, or we cannot give massages or like coach sessions. Then I made a webinar, and there were like 1500 yoga teachers and coaches with that webinar. And I explained them how they can do a live yoga class by Zoom or by webinar program. At that time, they didn't know how to do it.
Yes, nobody did, right? We weren't
used to that. Nobody did. Yeah. So because I explained, they all bought in 1 week or in 2 weeks the right camera, webcam, the right microphone, like that. So I know that now, because of human design, I know that I need to struggle, to search, to find out. And that's my way of the trial and error, is my way of learning, so I can explain others.
And so at least you don't get frustrated, you know, to keep doing what you know you should be doing, whether people laugh at you or not, whether people are saying, etc., because now you know that is your way of operating.
Yes. And now that, so I feel like quiet, like peace, like, oh, so yes, that's the
I totally agree.
And now when I'm sometimes struggling with finding with things, like because I see something different and the rest of the people doesn't see it, I know that there comes a time they also will see it and they also will follow me. And so it gives me like a peaceful state, like, it will come okay, because it belongs to me that I have the 1-3.
Yeah. Now, we're not going to be sharing my personal thing here, but I'll tell you one of the things from what you did as a thank you for having me on your podcast, you know, human design thing is, for example, for years, I've been very confused by the fact that I'm very assertive and very decisive in lots of things, but absolutely not with my company. I can coach others. I've been management consultant to corporates and that sort of thing. perfect. I mean, I know how it works. I know what it is, but I'm incapable of making a decision. I have loads of ideas. And I always thought that was the problem, was that I had just too much creativity, too many ideas left, right, and center, and was finding it hard to focus on one. And what Corinne revealed out of my human design was that basically I have zero inner authority. Now, that came as a bit of a shock for a quite determined, out there, can-do woman. But I realized that it is so true. All the steps of my business, where I've changed in one direction and been successful and then gone to another, etc., were all by invitation. Somebody would say to me, oh, you know, that's really interesting, all you've done in corporate, and you've now moved, I don't know how many hundreds of times. What about coaching? Oh, okay, what's coaching? Look into it, do that. And somebody says, you know, would you mind editing my PhD? And I'm a bit like, oh gosh, it's on finance. I'm not quite sure. I'll give it a try. Loved it. And then I went into editing. Everything's like that. A client last year said, you know, have you done voiceover before? I said, no, but, you know, I like acting and I've got quite a clear voice. Okay, will you voice over all my educational programs in English? Yeah, did that, earned a lot of money, loved it. But these were things that I would not have even known how to choose myself. So how does that help me now? It helps me now trust that the sign is going to come. You know, either from me, from my, I'm a Buddhist, so from chanting, you know, from my inner Buddha to reveal my path, or whether it's through whatever, you know, a chance encounter with somebody who says, try this. Yesterday, somebody said to me, hey, you know, I've got two people on my write a book in 90 days who are looking for a ghostwriter. Now, for years, I've been thinking, I can ghostwrite books, absolutely no problem. You know, I've already got actually a whole, you know, how to, what do I need to know? So maybe this is going to be my next thing. But instead of worrying and hating myself for being so indecisive for my business, I can now step back and just trust that it's going to come. That doesn't mean that I mustn't be out there. Sure, I'm out there in the way that I know how and I enjoy being, via this podcast or networking events, etc. But to just trust that as the times before, it will come. Now, Corinne, so first of all, there are different types, right? Aren't there?
Yeah.
So how many types are there?
Yeah, you have like the manifestors. You have the manifesting generators, the generators, the projectors, and the reflectors.
Right.
So that's the types you have. And when you look at the manifestors, they are like the kings and the queens. And they are like the entrepreneurs who are very confident. And they always start the new things and make the change.
Right.
So the one who made the World Wide Web, he was also a manifestor. So they bring like new things on the market and they want to have impact.
Right.
But the manifestor, the what they can learn by strategy is to inform others, because they have much ideas, but the ideas they have that the other doesn't understand them. So they have to inform. And I know that many manifestors are afraid, like, oh, when I'm saying my idea, then somebody else is picking my idea. But that's not possible, because the idea you have like a manifestor, no one else can.
Yeah, it's
beat
unique.
It.
It's really unique to you.
Yeah. So the best is to take them, inform them in what you are doing. And then you have the manifesting generators. It's a mix of manifestor and of the generator.
So what's the difference? What's a generator do?
So the generators are the workers and they have a lot of energy. And the manifesting generators have the sparks of the manifesting. So they are good in manifesting the things they want. So the combination manifesting generator is like a multi-passionate. He likes everything. I'm the manifesting generator. So that's why I also have the marketing and the strategy and the human design to see also what your soul is coming to do here, your purpose. But also I want to do with systemic sex. So then also with your unconsciousness. So I also like everything.
Yes.
And so the manifesting generators that are good in working as an entrepreneur, but and they also have the energy of the generator.
Okay.
But they are so quick by thinking, so that sometimes they forget some steps and then they will get frustrated. So, and the strategy of the manifesting generator is to wait for response. So the response from their own feeling in their belly, the sacral,
like that,
sacral centrum, but also the response from the outer world. So I mean, when I have an idea, I think, oh, I have to do this. And then I hear a song of it on the radio, or then I see
you recognize signs, right?
Yeah, then yeah. I really see the signs outside of me, or I hear people talking about it, but I also feel it in my belly.
Okay.
Yeah, and the generators, they are like, they like to work. The most important thing of their life is work. And okay. when you are not like an entrepreneur, then your family is the work for you. Or when you volunteer somewhere, then you loved it and you only doing that. And you have lots of energy. And also with the generator is to wait for response, but from your own response in your own belly. And what's very nice for the generator, but also the manifesting generator, is when you have to make a choice. And I recognize it also with me when I have to make a choice and somebody says, what do you want, this or that? I cannot make the choice because then the choice is too big. But when people ask me like a closed question,
okay,
do you want
very
this?
Specific. Yeah.
Yeah, very specific. So I only have to say yes or no. Then like, do you want to have this? Then I feel inside yes or no.
Right,
and that's right. Also for when you have to move to another house or another job or whatever. So and that's with the manifesting generators and with the generators.
Okay.
And then you have the projectors, and that's the wise guys under us, and you are the projector. So they are very good in helping people to get them in the right spot, to guide them. And they are good managers, advisors, coaches, but they have a little less energy like the project of the, like the generators and the manifesting generators. So like a projector, it's also good to work one by one, because when you are working in a group, then you take the energy of the others and it can make you more tired, you know? So you have less energy than a generator. So you also need time to be in your own space.
Right. Very recognizable.
Yeah. The energy from yourself. And yeah, and they have to wait so for the invitation. So they can see what they have in them and what qualities they have, but they have to wait for the invitation. Like there was a man who did a job interview and they said no. And later they called him, they say, oh, we have another job and maybe that's interesting for you. And then he got that job.
Yeah, so he was invited to a different position. It wasn't him applying, he was invited to it, right?
Exactly, exactly. And I also spoke a woman last week, she's also a projector, and she did like an audition for a reclam for television. She said, oh, the lady from the casting agency, she told me, oh, it's a pity you were not did, but I will think of you for maybe for next time. And she said, and I know it's right, because now I know I'm the projector, and I thought back in my whole life and it was always like that.
Yeah.
I go for something, they say no, and then later on they ask me for another thing.
Yeah, and if we're talking about living happier lives, I mean, how wonderful is it then, instead of having your whole world shatter, where you start thinking, oh, there we are, I'm not good enough, etc. You know that this is part of the process. So you stay yourself, you stay grounded in what you're looking for, trusting that it will come. And I mean, I have found this extremely helpful. And you only did me that tiny, you know, the short version as a thank you. I found it really very interesting. And I mean, I have looked at, you know, astrology and all the different things, etc. But this was somehow very complete and very representative of who I am. And the whole point here is to use it, right? We're not just talking about, oh, you know, when am I going to meet Prince Charming and when should I play the lottery, etc. We're talking about literally helping us, you know, find the strategies which work for us in life, knowing that we're all different. So we've had the manifestor generator, the generator, and the projector.
And the last one is the reflector. So the manifestors are 9%. The manifesting generators is 33% from the population. The generator is 37%. Projector 20%, and reflector is only 1%. And the reflector is totally white because you have the 9 centra, and with the reflector, all the centra are empty. And that's the reason also that the energy of the reflector is not constantly, because it's changing all the time.
It depends what it's reflecting then, right?
Because also from them is very on the moon cycle, how it feels. So actually the reflector is like 28 personalities in one. And so that's why it can be very confusing for reflectors to be a reflector, especially because it's only 1%. So they think I'm crazy or something.
Yeah, there's something wrong with me. Yeah.
So the strategy from the reflector is to live with the moon cycle. And when you live with the moon cycle and you find out like, oh, today is the moon like that, and it's connecting with that gate, so it makes me today another person. You know, they can be the other person because you have 28 different personalities.
I mean, all of this is, we're all talking about understanding ourselves better, right? Yeah. And it's like, even when I started hearing about, you know, just even the moon, you know, the fact that women are led by the moon rather than by the sun. And that, you know, when you know where you are in that cycle, that you know which part of the month you're more creative, which part of the month you're more vulnerable, you know, you can choose to use it to your advantage. Right now, of course, it's pretty hard for me to ask you for 3 tips for our audience, because you just need to do this, right? You just find somebody who does human design, you give them your date of birth, time of birth, and place of birth. And then you get this huge chart, which at first does look very complicated. I was a bit like, oh my goodness, you know, wow, all these different numbers and colors and open gates and shut gates and canals and all of that.
Yeah.
But when you read through, you know, how it works and what it means about you, I mean, I really do trust this.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And I was a teacher before, and I wish I knew this. So then you also know better how you can help it, you know. But also when I was sitting now on a big company and I will do the job interviews, then I also would know, oh, I need a projector for that spot, and I need a generator, a hard worker for that spot.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I think it's very interesting. I also always like astrology, but you know, it's in common, you know, it's not like specific, because then you really need much more information and go to all the details. But it's very interesting to see like what type you are, but also which kind of profile you are. Like I was the observer and the trial and error, and you know everything because you are the 2 and 4. And the 4 is that your opportunities are coming from your own network. So they will say to you, oh, there's a nice.
Very, very true. Just I'm doing a review of my business. What do I do as services? And of course I do loads. And you know, where do I get my clients from, et cetera. All come from my network and from word of mouth, all of them. You know, I've got a beautiful website, but to be honest, people check me out there, but once they've heard of me through somebody who's recommended me, it is all like that. And I mean, even knowing that already makes things different. You know, I don't need to invest a huge amount of money on, you know, marketing. And it's something which doesn't come naturally to me. I find it very easy to advertise my podcast everywhere because I'm helping somebody else be heard. But for me, in my own right, it just doesn't feel right. You know, people know I've got a huge network. People know who I am, what I do. And it's just, you know, it's just not part of my way of being. And
but all the stuff is coming from your network. Also, when you say, oh, I want to know something about making food in my own garden, can somebody help me with which book I have to read the best? And also your network will help you with the right book. But also when you're looking for a house, they will help you, or they will all get the opportunities, they will give it to you from your own network. So
and knowing that is wonderful, right? Instead of spreading your energy all over the place or trying desperately to behave in a way which isn't me because I know somebody else who does. And of course, we're already over time now, but anyway, I mean, it's also the idea that great combinations, right, that projectors work well with, you know, manifesting generators or whatsoever, that you can then ally with the sort of person who complements you. Now, I would just sort of say thank you, Corinne. Thank you very much for having been willing to go back over this for the audience. My word of advice would be, have it done. You know, I mean, you don't even need to do the whole big, very expensive one. I think you can do first a, you know, an overview, see if this feels like can help you, because we're not talking about doing it just, as I was saying before, to know. It's understanding how we operate. And yes, we can change. And yes, every day we should endeavor to be a better version of ourselves. We should try to improve the things that we're less good at. But at the same time, knowing what works for you and how you function your best. I mean, it's priceless. It really is.
Yeah. And also that you know, like, okay, my energy is in these centra. You have 9 centra. So that's where what doesn't cost me any energy because yes, the energy is in it. But when the centra are empty, it will cost you extra energy and you will finally get burnout. So right, when you do something, it doesn't belong to you, then it will make you tired. But when you do where the energy is, that's, yeah, then it will all go well.
Yeah, and you're going with the flow, right? You're not putting all your energy in something. And I mean, you know, we are talking about 50 plus audience. We're now still full of energy, but we need to start thinking about, you know, which way flows more effortlessly, right?
Very nice is because you said 3 tips, but I will only give 1 tip. When you are around your 50, you have the Chiron return. And that's a special date because like a few months before your 50 and a few months after your 50, in that period, the Chiron return date will be there. But 3 years before your 50 and 3 years after your 50, so in that 6 years, you will get a change of energy. So you will have like the menopause, yeah. But it's also a changing of the energy is going inside of you. And that's not possible to do it one overnight thing. So yes, you need like 6 years to come in the new energy, like being the wise woman. And it's very nice to know also when the special date is, because on that time the energy kicks in and then you can really going to live that new energy.
Yeah. Thank you very much for all of that. We're all about, you know, being the best we can be in the easiest way possible, right? We don't always have to hit our head against the wall in order to make something work. So thank you, Corinne. And my advice to all of you is look into human design because it really can help you align and flow. And we're all about making these years the best years of our lives. Thank you, yes, Corinne, very much.
Thank you.
I'll speak to you again this time next week. Thank you for listening. Now it is up to you to make it happen. Join me next week for another dose of empowering vitamins as we navigate the marvelous roller coaster we call life. Subscribe and let me know what you think we should be talking about. Take care out there.